On today's Lely Radio Sports page, it is our Let's Get to Know segment, a little bit different this week as we get to know new Knoxville softball coach Chris Peden. Now, Chris has been a full-time teacher at Knoxville High School for the past few years and an assistant coach on the girls basketball squad and the football squad the last few seasons, and was a middle school coach as well. We sat down with Chris on our Let's Get to Know segment on today's Lely Radio Sports page. Well, why are we talking softball in the middle of a cold day in November? But, Chris, first of all, congratulations. Your first head coaching duty at Knoxville. You've been an assistant for a few seasons here. Just tell us the process and how all that came about.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to get my first head coaching gig here, and it's one of those where when I saw the position open up, I looked right at my wife and I was like, man, that would be so much fun. I coached softball. It was my first ever coaching job, was being a middle school softball coach. And I was like, oh, I'd love to get back out there on a diamond and coach again. And, you know, we had some life things, some things go on in our family that's kind of changed our outlook and all that good stuff. And, you know, staying here, being in Knoxville, something that we're pretty rooted in now. And if I'm going to be here, I want to get my hand in as many things as I can. And that head coach job was still available there in September. So I went for it and I got lucky, and I'm excited that Ryan's kind of puts faith into me, and I'm excited to take this and run with it.
And you, as we say, have been an assistant coach for several sports, girls basketball, football, and am I missing any of them?
Nope, that's it. I started here as a middle school football coach for a couple years. Then Dunk got me up at the JV level for football, and Matt Richart has kind of had me there as the assistant for varsity and the JV head coach there. And that's, both of those have been so much fun. So, yeah.
Now, I think you were what, special teams coach for football?
Yeah, I was special teams there the first year, and then we kind of realized that doing that and doing JV was a lot, so then Dunk took that back over, and I really focus on just development, getting those kids ready for the next year for that next group, so which is good as a head coach. I kind of have that insight at every level. I've worked at every level here at Knoxville already, from the middle school to the JV, so that's going to play a good role for me, I think, moving forward.
Well, let's talk about your background, where you're from, and what led you to Knoxville.
Yeah, so born and raised Tumwa, Iowa. Played just about everything I could, ball sports, football, basketball, baseball, did them all. Always wish I would have got to play tennis or something like that, and then ran some track and stuff in high school. So always playing, always competing. Decided I wanted to be a teacher at an early age there in high school, and with that came being a head coach and being a coach in general. I really always wanted to do those things. Went to Iowa State, got my teaching degree, headed off to West Marshall. That's where I student taught, and that's where I got my first gig. And then from there, I started coaching, did football and softball up there. And then I needed to kind of pay off the loans and found somebody who I decided to want to spend the rest of my life with, and that brought me back down here in Knoxville. She was in Carlisle at the time, and Knoxville was close enough to that. So you could say my wife brought me here, and I'm really happy to be here. And then I brought her to Knoxville. So we're really glad to be here, and we love it so much in the community.
And she's a coach too. She's an assistant for girls soccer, and I think she's helping out for basketball this year.
Yep. I'm getting her in as many as we can, it's just so fun. And I think that goes to show, I come home every day and I brag about these kids and how much fun our kids here are to coach and all those things. And she just got sick of hearing it, and she wanted to see it, you know? So she went and she did soccer last year, and she loved that so much. And then this year I was like, basketball, we got a pretty great program, really fun to be in. And so, yeah, she's dipping her toes in that water now too.
How good is that to go home and maybe you can bounce an idea off of her or vice versa? Or, maybe you had a tough game and, maybe not vent, but maybe, what do I do to – maybe correct what's going on here?
Oh, man, it's so fun. Because while we're both, we're both coaches and things like that, we're both two completely different, like, athletes and players. So we see it from two different sides of things, but we have the same goals in mind, is kind of what I'm trying to say there. So she can give me ideas that didn't go through my brain, and I'm going to use that a lot in softball because that's a sport that she's not necessarily as familiar as I am with, so she's going to see it from kind of that that view where, hey, it looks like this, tell me more, and that's going to let me talk through a lot of things, and she's just awesome when it comes to that type of stuff.
You mentioned to me right after you got the job and I talked to you that you kind of grew up with softball. I believe some sisters played softball. So it's not like you're green. You've been around it your whole life almost.
Yeah, I mean, I have one sister and she started playing softball, did the whole tournament thing when she was 7. And then I watched her go through a program, Frank Houston down there in Ottumwa. They got the field named after the guy for a reason. I mean, he's a heck of a softball coach. And I saw him through a lot of years and the things that he would do. And there's a reason it was one of the first things I wanted to coach at West Marshall. There's a lot of fun in the game, and it's a quick paced game. And, you know, after spending so many years on the baseball diamond, it's fun to be kind of close to home, but switch it up a little bit.
And, you know, this softball program, I know Carla Smith, you know, took it to a good level, very competitive level. What are some goals early on? Have you even thought of that, or are you just kind of, okay, let me kind of see who I've got here first?
Yeah, I mean, I'm coming from a really outsider point of view when it comes to our softball program. I think I've caught 2 games over the last 3 years. I haven't been to a lot. But obviously competing in the SEC is the first and foremost thing, regardless of the talent or anything like that. That should always be a goal of a program here in Knoxville. From there on, I don't really have a ton. I don't know where we'll be sitting and how we'll be looking for the most part, coming from a pretty blank slate.
And do you have a coaching staff put together yet?
I do, yep. So my right-hand person is going to be Whitney McWilliams. She's head coach before. I mean, she's an awesome player, and me and her, in terms of, I mean, we work together every day and we see eye to eye on a lot of things, and we kind of have the same vision for the program and things like that. So she's gonna help me out and be my head assistant coach there. And then we've got Doug Branson is going to be our other JV2 other assistant coach there, and he's been working with these girls, especially this age group, with his daughter in there for quite a while now. So it's a familiar face, and it's also somebody that's got a ton of experience in the sport to kind of help at those lower levels and build those things up.
And you are a full-time teacher here. What subjects do you teach?
Yeah, so I'm the utility infielder of our science department, you could say. Teach a little bit of everything. So my days right now, I teach biology, chemistry, and anatomy and physiology. I'll teach a little bit of physical science here and there. I kind of do it all.
Yeah, we got the Skull of Skeleton as a studio audience here. Chris, welcome again. Look forward to having you on Coach's Corner this summer, and another segment to get to know you, which is going to be a little bit different than this one.
Yep. Yeah, no, really excited for it. Can't come quick enough. But at the same time, I'm really excited for basketball, and I'm really excited for all the things in the spring and watch the soccer team and Lauren get to do all that. So we'll talk to you then, yeah.
And that was our Let's Get to Know segment. New Knoxville softball coach Chris Peden on today's Lely Radio Sports Page.